Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If you need another reason to defund Planned Parenthood, well, Planned Parenthood and its president, Cecil Richards, has now just given it to the American people. What did she say? Planned Parenthood is going to take $20 million to elect Hillary Clinton and other candidates that are pro-abortion. They said enough is enough, and they're going to take $20 million for the 2016 campaign. If they have $20 million to spend on political issues such as electing candidates to office, then why do they need a penny of taxpayer funds? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, a number of states are already considering or have taken action to defund Planned Parenthood following these videos of undercover operations that have been conducted within the Planned Parenthood abortion facilities and organizations, showing the absolute callous disregard of human life with the butchery of Planned Parenthood. And there's consideration of that in Washington, D.C. as well. We'll talk more about it. But now with Cecil Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, coming out and saying that they're actually taking $20 million. I mean, $20 million. Most organizations would love to have a $20 million total budget. That would be a pretty good size organization. They're taking $20 million and they're going to put it into electing candidates to office that are pro-abortion.
Well, yeah. If you know, the brutality and the selling of baby parts, the Nazi-esque dismembering and selling of baby parts and whole live dead babies that have been murdered was not enough to defund Planned Parenthood. And, you know, try this on for size. The fact that we give them about $500 million a year in taxpayer funds, and they're funneling those funds to elect a pro-abort Democrat president, a pro-abort Democrat Congress, well, they're, that alone is reason to cut them off. The taxpayer dollars should not be used. And it's all a shell game. The taxpayer dollars cannot, must not be used in a way that supports one party ideological position, the pro-abort position that is rooted in death.
Yeah, you know, every day over $1 million, 7 days a week, is going to Planned Parenthood from state and federal funding. They wake up in the morning, they have to do nothing for that. They have to solicit no contributions from anyone. They have to do no activity. Just by existing, they get over $1 million a day from state and federal taxpayer coffers, which is absolutely outrageous. And what do they do with it? Well, they're not helping women, that's for sure. They're killing children. They're butchering them. They're selling body parts. And now they're trying to elect to office people who share their radical pro-abortion values, taking $20 million of this. You know, some people say, well, you know, the funding ought to go to only health care but not abortions. No, if you have to operate an organization, and one aspect of it is abortions and one aspect of it is whatever they think that or say that they're doing, which is absolutely atrocious what they do no matter what. If you're telling them you can use it over here on this project but not on that project, that means that the money that they otherwise would use for that other project, they won't have to use it. We're going to fund it. They can then funnel all of their other money into abortion. So a dollar anywhere to Planned Parenthood is a dollar toward funding the slaughter of innocent human beings. You know, and we have an opportunity, Matt, to defund Planned Parenthood in the House. Let me just talk a little bit about what has happened with the new election of the Speaker of the House. Ryan, I was not someone who advocated for his election to the House. I was someone who advocated for Dan Webster as one of the people who ran against Speaker Boehner and ultimately got a lot of votes and then ran also against Ryan because I've known Dan Webster. He's a congressman from Central Florida. He's been in the state legislature for many years. He had an air-conditioned business in Orlando, and he teaches Sunday school. I know the church. I know his family. The man is a man of great integrity, a strong Christian. He was Speaker of the House in Florida. He also then rose to the top of the state Senate, and he became elected in Congress. He is someone who wants to change the culture in Washington, D.C., and I just spoke with him a couple of days ago at an event. I asked him if things would change in Washington, D.C., and he said, yes, in fact, they will be changing, that the speaker, Ryan, is adopting much of Dan Webster's platform and proposals for reforming this top-down Bush against the members of Congress that has been going on for years. It's not going to be, I hope, business as usual.
Well, that's encouraging, and something needs to happen. And at the top of that needs to be the defunding of Planned Parenthood, Matt. And, you know, Cecil Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, and announcing their $20 million gift to the Democratic Party, to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or whoever gets the nomination, and to Democratic candidates who all worship at the altar of death, the pro-abortion altar. She said, it had the gall to say this, quote, "Extremists made the 2016 election about attacking reproductive rights." So where are the extremists, the people who are pointing out that Planned Parenthood is illegally and systemically slaughtering babies and selling their body parts for profit in a Mengele-esque kind of way, reminiscent of Nazi Germany? Where the extremists? It's absolutely unbelievable. And she has called on pro-lifers to stop shaming, that's the word she used, shaming Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry for their murder. It's just, you know, it's surreal.
It's like saying stop calling the Nazis and Adolf Hitler and shaming them for their butchery. What Planned Parenthood is doing is no different than what they did. They're torturing people. They're using body parts. They're selling them for profit. They're joking about their butchery. The only difference is the size of the human beings. They're just smaller human beings, but they're human beings nonetheless. And for them to then turn around and call people who all they're doing is videotaping what Planned Parenthood is saying and doing, extremists, and those who react because of the moral repulsion that most people have when they see this, those are extremists, and yet we're funding them? You know, this is a no-brainer. And we need a Congress that can actually do something to stop funding Planned Parenthood. So what we do know is that the continuing resolution that will have the funding issues in it may be moved to after the first of the year. Liberty Council Action have been urging our members of Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. We encourage you to go to libertycouncil.com to sign petitions and to be informed of this, because we're going to ramp this up, especially with the new speaker. According to what I have been hearing, there is going to be a change in Washington, D.C., in the culture in the House. No longer this John Boehner kind of bullying around where the members can't give amendments or they can't have bills heard. This now, from what we're hearing, is going to be a bottom-up approach, and that means we're going to have some better movement in the House of Representatives.
Well, Cecil Richards' words remind me of Isaiah 5:20. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, but bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Her words encapsulate that verse.
Absolutely. It is going to be our problem. It's going to be our complicitness if we remain silent at this time and continue to fund this Holocaust against our children. Go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com for more information. You can also make an online contribution there from that website, but learn more about how you can be involved. Sign up for the Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action activist grassroots emails at libertycouncil.com. You can also go to lc.org, our other main website. We have a number of different websites, but those are the two main ones, to learn more about how you can get involved in advancing the sanctity of human life. We need to keep the pressure on the members of the U.S. Congress, including Speaker Ryan, to defund Planned Parenthood. This should not even be a question. This should not even be a debate. they deserve not a single penny of our funds. And in fact, they ought to be investigated. Frankly, they ought to be prosecuted for the crime that they're committing against these innocent children and selling body parts, which is a federal crime for them to do. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information. You can sign up to the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Council, as well as Liberty Council Action, our sister organization. Remember, Liberty Council in your prayers and your financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.